Hey, this is Paul Colligan, and this is Thinking Out Loud, episode 28. This is without a doubt my favorite episode of the podcast ever, you know, at least so far. I don't know what's coming in the future, but I'm really excited about this. Let me tell you why. A gal by the name of Alyssa reached out to me on Twitter, and she said basically, hey, Paul, I'm a student journalist working on a story about YouTube. Could I have your email and ask you some questions? I don't typically do email interviews just because they take a lot of time and they tend to be one-on-one. What I like to do is I like to record the content so that, you know, A, I can just think on my feet. Thinking Out Loud is the name of the podcast, but B, sometimes we have the opportunity to share that recording with others, and that's what I want to do here. So Alyssa, hats off for reaching out. More journalists like you are needed, and I want to reward you for your efforts. So I told her on Twitter, I said, hey, post your three questions here. I'll record them and get back to you. And she did just that. And that's what today's episode is about. So let's get to her questions. Question number one, what are some of the most important qualities a YouTube video creator should have to attract viewers and build up their subscribers? Great question. You know, the dream of YouTube is a big audience, a big subscriber base. So what do you do to serve them? How do you increase that reach? Well, here's what we do. And it's really much less complicated than you might think. You see, you need to know what it is that your audience wants, and then you need to give it to them. A lot of people create a generic video for a generic audience. And that might even be a, you know, something that a lot of people might want, or a lot of people might be interested in, but because it is generic, because it is bland, you know, because it is not specific to a specific person or a specific audience, it's not that attractive. You know what I'm talking about. There are certain videos that you watch that speak to you. And then there are certain videos that you watch to speak to someone else. When you watch a video that speaks to you, and then someone says, hey, there are more coming, join our community, join our audience, subscribe to our channel. When you get spoke to, you will subscribe to the podcast. That probably wasn't good English, but that was a good thought. If you watch a video that touches who you are as a person, as an individual, you will subscribe. You will go deeper. The better you understand your audience, the easier it is to create the type of content that your audience likes. Use the words that your audience uses so that they can find you. You know how it is. Some people think they know who you are and what you stand for, and then they, although speak English, use terms and words completely and totally different from who you are. Now I try to find you somewhere on a YouTube that has 100 hours of video uploaded every minute. It's not going to happen. But if I know who you are and I use your language to produce my video, you will join me. You don't have to be all things to everyone anymore. With YouTube now, you don't have to worry about that. You can reach the entire world with what they want and what they are looking for. Once you got that, you are good to go. Great question. Question number two. Do you think YouTubers create community within their subscribers and other video creators? How? I think they can, if they speak to it and if they take an active role in it, if they plan on it, if they do it purposely. But it doesn't happen automatically. And a lot of people forget about that. Two really large reaching videos that come to mind. Rebecca Black with Friday. Huge hit. She came from nowhere. A very specific demographic, very specific niche, you know, viral video. It was insane how well she did. But no community was built from it. A little bit more recently, Size Gangnam Style, you know, most popular video on YouTube. Amazing video, a lot of fun, all things of virality, but in no ways was a community formed for it. What you do is you need to, kind of like in question number one, build videos for your audience and then tell them that there's a community that exists, tell them why they should join the community, and then tell them how to join the community. A lot of people don't even know the options there. And once those who know the options there, what is it? How is it different than any of the other options out there? We have options. We have lots of options. Once you tell them that exist, give them the option to join, then just tell them how. You'd be surprised how few know all the intricacies of how this stuff works. Alyssa's third question was, what's the best way to use YouTube for marketing a business, or do you just make money off the videos themselves? This one's surprisingly close to answer number one as well. If you market a business, if you are running a business and you're using YouTube to market a business, you know, at least if it's a good business, you know what your audience wants, you speak to your audience's language, and then you deliver on the promise to your audience. You do that and your audience will connect with you. Take who you are and what you have and use YouTube to expand your reach. The great thing is you have an audience of 10, there's probably 10 more out there. There's probably 50 more out there. There's more, probably 100 more out there. And if you use YouTube to expand your reach, you can connect with them. And that's where the real revenue is. You know, yes, YouTube will pay to put ads on your videos, but it's a really, really low number unless you are a crazy viral sensation like a Psy or a Rebecca Black or something like that, which most of us aren't. And that's okay. We don't need to be. That's the beautiful part of YouTube. If we connect with our audience and we give our audience what it is that they want and we make ourselves available to the entire world by speaking their language, now we're at a great place. And remember, speaking the language is not just an issue of when they come to the video to watch the video, but it's simply the process of what words they search for, what it is that they are interested in, what it is that they truly want. In Alyssa's case, Alyssa wanted, you know, some information to write her whatever it is that she's writing as a student journalist. And again, I'm thrilled I could help. For others who listen to the Thinking Out Loud podcast, they want to know what it is that I'm thinking of. And I thought this would just be a fun combination of the two. Alyssa, I'm going to follow you on Twitter. So go ahead and DM me your email address. And I definitely want to know what your final project is and what grade you get on it. I'll also make sure you get a copy of the new YouTube book. And I will get you access to the YouTube One Channel course over at Udemy. Everybody else pays $97, but we're going to get you in for free. So thank you, Alyssa. Reach out to me again on Twitter, and we will go from there. Everybody else, this has been an episode of Paul Colligan Thinking Out Loud, where I just think out loud. Today's episode recorded in front of my Blue Nessie microphone on my desktop at home. Hopefully the fidelity is considerably better than that last car episode I sent you, but that's not the point of the podcast. Thinking Out Loud is. If you're just listening to this episode, you can subscribe to Thinking Out Loud over at iTunes or Pocket Casts or many of the popular podcast directories. If you'd like to leave a review on iTunes or anywhere else, I would love that. My website's paulcolligan.com. Twitter is @Colligan. With that, I will let you go. Good luck on your project, Alyssa. Bye.